Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Hello, everyone. It is the weekend. I wanted to say TGIF, but it's not Friday. It's actually Saturday. This is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City. And this is our call that we do normally nightly at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And unfortunately, we were not able to do our call on yesterday. So guess what? Today is going to be the day. And yesterday was a really interesting topic. And the topic was actually vacationing as a single. Think about that. Vacationing as a single. So I wanted to spend a little bit of time with you guys tonight and share some information in reference to vacation as a single. The very first thing I want to say is to those that's living single in America, the journey is interesting. And we have a platform here, and we're super excited about it. There are so many different topics that we have. I think we have topics and amazing things planned for the next 2-3 months, and we're always looking for topics and information. We're looking for people that want to get connected, to be interviewed, to share your journey and your story. So definitely reach out to us on any of the social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, Twitter. I was getting ready to say MySpace, but guess what? MySpace has been long gone. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our website at Living, that's LIVIN. Leave that G off, okay? Living, LIVIN, single.org. So tonight, I want to talk about vacationing as a single. And this episode won't be very long because it doesn't take all night to share good information. The first thing is we are still experiencing a worldwide crisis with the pandemic. So people are not vacationing right now, not too much. Of course, we turn on the TV. We know the beaches are still kind of packed, you know, especially around holidays, Memorial Weekend. We're almost coming up on the 4th of July and so many things like that. So, yeah, of course, people are tired of being in the house, and they're going to be out. So all that I'm saying is if you're planning a trip between now and Labor Day, be safe. Please, please be safe. As we continue to look in the media and watch the news, so many things are still going on. So many states, you have to wear masks. Like, especially up north, I've been going to the different stores, and almost 99% of everyone are wearing masks. It's like mandated. Some stores you can't even go in if you don't even have them. And that's really a good thing because guess what? This is our new normal. So, again, if you're traveling, if you're vacationing, please be safe. Wear your mask. Keep your hand sanitizer. Keep your gloves. Keep as much distance as you can as you're meeting and coming in contact with others. And stay in small groups. That is so essentially important. I know some people are not really worried about this pandemic, but guess what? The proof is in the pudding. And there's over 100,000 people that's already left here, and people are still dying. So what I want to talk about, there's a couple of things in reference to vacationing as a single. The first thing is that vacations are not really happening that much right now. But guess what? Have you ever heard of the term, it gets greater later? Well, that is exactly what's going on. So depending on how things play out between now and the next 3 or 4 months, Living Single in Your City will be coming to several cities, first and foremost. And secondly, we are planning several trips and different things for 2021. And we're looking to connect with singles all across the globe. We're going to be researching to find what are the best places for singles after COVID-19. I looked online and saw a couple different things. So let me share this with you guys. And as you listen to the show, comment. Give me some feedback. Tell me if you agree with some of these locations or if you have any suggestions. So here I have Solo Vacations, the 30 best places to travel alone. Now, even though you may travel, quote unquote, by yourself, you're not going to end up by yourself if we're doing a meetup. But, all right, so let's look at what are some of these places. Hold up. I know I've seen Rome on the list. That seemed really, really, really exciting. So, and I'm not going to even read all 30, okay? Let's see. World's best places is Paris. Paris is number one. Rome. Tahiti. London, and I even seen Asheville, North Carolina on that list. Also, Beaver Creek, Colorado. I've never even heard of Beaver Creek. Grand Cayman Islands, sounds interesting. San Diego. Also, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Those are just a few of the places that it's saying are really good to actually travel to right now. So that's pretty, pretty exciting. But the nuts and bolts of what I wanted to talk about is when we travel. I want to talk about traveling and being safe. There are so many people, like myself included, that is single, that travel alone. It's nothing for me to get on the road early in the morning or late in the evening and get on a road trip. 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, et cetera, et cetera. And people always say, girl, you shouldn't be on that road by yourself. You got to be safe. You got to be careful because there's so many different things that's happening in this world today. We do have to be safe and we do have to be careful. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times we take things for granted and we say, nothing's going to happen. Things happen every single day. I was talking about on one call, I'm not really sure if it was this one, but on some call I was talking about even one of my classmates from high school was traveling on the road home and was kind of going back and forth. You know how you're driving on the road and you see a car and y'all kind of become car buddies. Like, hey, you pass me, I pass you. Well, that's exactly what she was doing for about an hour or so, passing another car. And then the car ended up getting ahead of her. So later she ended up driving along the road and saw that car on the side of the road. So I guess sometimes we get a little comfortable. We think, hey, we got a car friend. So now that car is on the side of the road. So you're more prone to stop to see if that car is okay because you kind of became friendly on the highway. And guess what? And in that moment when she stopped, it changed her life forever because the guy actually overpowered her, put her in the trunk of her own car and took her car, abducted her, and he robbed her. He stopped at the ATM 3 separate times and pulled money, and he raped her every time he stopped. And it's a true story. And this was a few months before she was actually going to get married. And needless to say, the marriage didn't happen at that time. I'm not sure if they just postponed the date or what. I don't really know. I actually found out about this many years before. And she's my classmate, again, from high school. So this probably happened about 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 years after high school. I don't want to say longer than 10 years because then you're going to try to figure out how old I am. All right, but I just want to share some tips for if you're vacationing as a single person or if you're vacationing solo. All right, because that is extremely important. Don't take anything lightly. Don't take anything for granted. Number one, solo travel safety begins before you leave. Okay? Think about that. It begins before you leave because guess what? You got to research. Knowledge protects you from the danger of misinformation. Know where you're going. Know what you may run into when you get there. So actually, number one step is solo travel safety begins before you leave. Number two, know your strengths and weaknesses. If you're new to travel, you likely have a lot to learn. If you've traveled a lot but never traveled alone, you may have different issues to resolve. So basically, you need to know what your strengths and weaknesses are. And everyone knows about SWOT. You want to make sure you strengthen your weaknesses. Number three, choose your destination carefully. We all have different ideas safely, okay? So look at the destination. Look at what's maybe going on in the country or the city. Look at different things that you need to know actually when you're going to get there, et cetera, et cetera. Choose your destination safely. It says some would never consider a destination for safety reasons, but it's something you definitely need to look at. And you also want to make sure you get guidebooks, travel guides, finding about government regulations. And I'm telling you, with the craziness going on in the world today, if you're leaving the country, make sure you're going to be able to get back in. I'm trying to tell you. All right, number four, check your government's travel site. I just said that. See, I'm smart. Okay, check your government's travel site. Your government likely has information on the travel documents you require for travel, as well as any warnings for your destination. That is going to be extremely important, and that's going to be extremely key. Now, number five, buy travel insurance before you go. I'm sure some people are saying, what in the world do I need travel insurance for? Great question, all right? But guess what? Sometimes things happen. Sometimes you have to cancel at the last minute. You want to make sure that you're protected because no one wants to leave money. It's better to have and not need than what? That's exactly right, than need and not have. Number six, register with your government, okay? If you're leaving the country, make sure somebody knows who you are and that you're leaving. Safety, again, is extremely important. Number seven, schedule your arrival during daylight time. The first stop for most travelers in a new destination is their hotel. I suggest that you arrive in mid-afternoon so that you can see what kind of area you're staying in. A safe area will always look better in daylight. An unsafe area is more obviously so in daylight, but there are more particular practical reasons to arrive during daylight as well. And you know what? Again, we just have to be careful. One of my favorite movies is Taken. Oh, my gosh. Anyone seen Taken with Liam Neeson, one of my favorite actors? You know, think about in that movie, if you've seen it. If you haven't, I'm going to spoil it for you. His daughter and her friend went out of the country. And first of all, they lied about where all they were going. You know how the movie goes. And they were so super excited. I was uncomfortable about this from the beginning. But, you know, and I understand sometimes parents are overprotective, but I don't care. Like, you just, I'm not having a child go out of the country without parents or guardians. So first of all, let's, and I'm going left with this, but again, it's one of my favorite movies. So they left the country. They wasn't honest about where they were actually going. And time they got to the airport, the first thing they do is what? Share a cab with a complete stranger. They had no idea they were marked. And then when they get to the destination, guess what? They let them know, well, the roommate lets them know that, hey, we're here by ourselves. My family is out of town. So that's just all wrong. Because, again, people think, hey, nothing's going to happen, but every single day is happening. Be careful. Number eight, know how you would get to your first hotel. You arrive in a new country, especially one where you don't know the language or the local transit system is important. Research how you'll get from the airport hotel and anywhere else that you actually need to go. Look at the taxis, look at surges for taxis, for Ubers, transit systems, et cetera, et cetera. Know how you're going to get where you're going to need to go. Don't wing it. Some things you can wing, but this is definitely not one of them. Number nine, study a map before you leave. That's a whole other level, okay, because some people, like myself, not really too good with maps. So that is definitely going to be, like I said, extremely important. Those are just a few tips and things like that to really protect yourself while you're traveling. I just want to mention a few more things, and I'm going to close out. All right. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Give me a second. You know, a lot of times we go places and we have something called intuition. You get a feeling. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. Be slow to speak. Be extremely observant at all times. And trust your gut. If you're getting a bad feeling, be careful. Be aware that there's kind people everywhere. Somebody always trying to run a quick game and tell you this and quick talk you. And stop telling people who you are, where you're from, and all that stuff. You got to learn to have a certain level of discretion. We live in a day and time where you're just a Google away, okay? So find some ways to be a little discreet. Stay away from back alleyways. Try to stay in public places as often as possible. You don't want to be cornered in a place where it's just you and one other person that could become a perpetrator. You got to be careful. Be careful with sharing personal information. As a single person, I tell people all the time, you know, like use a post office box. You know, like I look at resumes all day long, especially when I'm looking to hire people. And it's amazing to me that a lot of people still have their home address on these resumes. Like, are you serious? You got to protect yourself. Not just single people, anyone, married people too. However, most importantly, when you're single, especially if you're a single female, because you're living alone and you may have children, protect yourself. People sometimes say, hey, Twanda, you're just kind of paranoid and you're just too scary and blah, blah, blah. No, I'm extremely cautious. And guess what? Be careful with doing drugs and doing a whole lot of drinking and you're out of your mind, because guess what? Anything can happen. I'm going to close out with this. I could go on about tips, but I'm out of time. But let me tell you this as I end with the story. I'm a YouTuber. I love YouTube videos, especially just a lot of the trainings and the teachers and so on and so forth. And there's a person that I actually follow on YouTube, this crazy, amazing girl. She's young, she's ambitious, and she's getting it done. And when I saw one of her very first YouTubes, it broke my heart. She said that she lives in, well, at the time she lived in St. Louis, and she went to visit a friend for the weekend in Atlanta. And when she got there, it was one of her very best friends, as a matter of fact. When she got there, he kind of flipped on her a little bit and kind of said, hey, well, you're on your own because I have other plans with my boyfriend. So she was kind of left, hey, what do I do by myself? She had an Airbnb, so she got situated, and she hit the club. She was at the club. She had a good time dancing, drinking, and she said she loves the drink. Like, she's a big drinker. And this is according to what she said on the video. And long story short, she met a couple of guys. You know, she kind of blew them off, like, hey, I'm not interested. I'm just hanging out, et cetera, et cetera. And as she got ready to leave, next thing she knows, she wakes up, and she's at her Airbnb. And she's concerned because she has no idea how she left the club and got to her Airbnb. And she saw a note from a guy that said, hey, when you wake up, call me. So she called a guy, and he explained to her that someone has slipped something in her drink at the club and that he saw her, like, by the door in the corner, and she had, like, fainted. And this guy I'm not sure if he got an Uber or his own car, and I have no idea how he knew that the Airbnb she was at. Maybe it was on a piece of paper in her purse. I have no idea. But bottom line is, this good Samaritan, and that's exactly what he is, and you don't find them too often today. This good Samaritan got this young lady and took her to her Airbnb, got her in and situated, and left her there with all her stuff and didn't rob her anything, and left his number to call when she woke up. And she talked about this on the live. And one thing she said as she was telling the story, she said, I don't need any judgments from anyone. I don't want to hear I'm stupid. Or, and guess what? And that's not a time to be judging anyone anyway. This is a real life story. You understand what I'm saying? Like, who wants someone to say, I told you so, and you shouldn't have done that? Man, this girl could have get killed or raped. But when she told that story, it hurt me. It hurt me to hear it. And at the same time, I respect her for sharing it because it was something that I know could really help someone else. And then to that Good Samaritan, I had so much respect for that person because anyone could have done something completely different. So as we conclude tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that's living single in the city, be careful. Vacationing as a single is wonderful and it's amazing. However, if you can vacation with a homie, a buddy, a BFF, definitely see if you can do that. And if you do love to go places by yourself, do your research. Be careful. Carry a mate, carry mace or something that you can be able to defend yourself if you ever had to. Because remember, sometimes we don't get another chance. You understand what I'm saying? So be careful. I just want to say thank you to everyone that supports us. Thank you to everyone that plugs into our shows that's listening. And we're super excited about this journey. And we hope that you continue to stay with us. And remember, the best is yet to come. Good night, everyone. Be safe. Have a wonderful weekend. And guess what? We made it. It's June, almost July.